Now a group of Republican state lawmakers are proposing an amendment to the state constitution that would extend civil rights to the unborn. The move is controversial, with even some groups opposed to abortion opposed to it. And it has a long road to becoming a constitutional amendment. It would have to pass the state legislature twice and then win approval in a statewide referendum. Andre Jacques is a Republican state senator representing Wisconsin's first state Senate district, which covers six counties, including Door, Kewaunee, and parts of Calumet County. He's one of the co-sponsors of the proposed amendment. Senator Jacques, welcome back to the show.
Oh, good afternoon, Rob. Great to be back on the program.
Well, can you walk us through, on a technical level, what this amendment would change?
Sure. So basically, it just removes some archaic language in the state constitution by removing the word born as a requirement to access the inalienable rights to life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness. It's the sort of thing that we have unfortunately seen with state Supreme Courts in Kansas and Iowa, where they have basically had activist majorities on those courts create a constitutional right to abortion independent of Roe versus Wade, which has struck down pro-life laws on the books in those states in recent years. And, of course, now their legislatures are scrambling to similarly put something into the state constitution to prohibit that. We have the ability to be proactive, and we've known this for some time in Wisconsin, that there is language that goes back to when our constitution was written. Of course, going back to our very first criminal code, abortion has been illegal, but looking at an activist Supreme Court, we have a vulnerability that would certainly be used at the point that you would have an activist liberal majority on the state Supreme Court that would strike down our existing pro-life laws on the books, including Statute 940.04, which is basically a ban on abortion that would go back into effect if Roe versus Wade were overturned at the federal level. But regardless, this is going to protect our existing pro-life laws on the books, not just 940.04.
So if Roe versus Wade were struck down and this constitutional amendment were passed, would the effect be then that abortion would be illegal in Wisconsin?
Correct. Well, and this basically makes very clear, and there have been attempts legislatively before by Democrats to remove our pro-life law in the books at 940.04. They have failed, and there have been pro-life Democrats that have been key in stopping that when you have had Democrat majorities in the state legislature. But basically, this makes very clear that there is not going to be judicial activism. It basically says that the legislature is going to be deferred to in terms of any prohibition of conduct in regard to unborn persons and protecting them.
Now, another hypothetical, if the Supreme Court overturned Roe versus Wade, but this amendment doesn't pass, so the Constitution of Wisconsin stays as it is, wouldn't that state law outlawing abortion still take effect?
It would take effect. The question is, how quickly would it be challenged? And obviously, it would be challenged relatively quickly, especially if you had folks who politically were motivated to do so. So certainly, as you see state Supreme Court races that take on a more partisan tone, it never gets too far of a swing in terms of left and right, where it could only be a couple state Supreme Court races, and we're back in a position where liberals on the court would be able to redefine and basically create state law. This is trying to prevent a judicial end around the legislative branch.
Now, before we get into concerns raised on both sides of the debate about this proposal, I wanted to ask, this is an issue you're passionate about. Can you talk a little bit about how your views on abortion, and this is a key part of your action as a state legislator, how that came to be?
Well, I think I've always been strongly pro-life. I've always sought to prevent any sort of a state or taxpayer subsidy for abortion providers. I think that it's just something fundamentally that I believe in out of principle, and something that my district is very strongly supported. And, there's the, really just a fundamental belief that at the point that it is a new human person created, they have rights as well. And we cannot allow for any sort of action to kill another person.
Talking to State Senator Andre Jacques from Wisconsin's 1st District about a constitutional amendment that would remove the word born in defining civil rights for people. Effectively, if Roe versus Wade were overturned by the Supreme Court, helping to make and keep abortion illegal in Wisconsin. Now, some objections kind of across the board. One major anti-abortion or pro-life group in this state, Wisconsin Right to Life, is opposed to this change. They have concerns that you would actually be adding some gray area that they wouldn't want to see. What do you say to that concern?
Well, you know, their concern over time has morphed from, I know they've talked about, well, it's risky. Certainly we've seen the risk that exists from doing nothing because Iowa and Kansas have been stripped of their pro-life protections. I don't think this is risky at all. I think it's pretty clear that at some point or another, we're going to need to cross this bridge. Now, they might see that as further off because there's currently not a liberal majority on the state Supreme Court. But, you know, one of the other concerns that they've raised previously would be the cost of educating voters in a state constitutional referendum. And honestly, to me, that's kind of immaterial to the policy that we need to put in place. I'm certainly happy to put this before the voters and trust their judgment. So, you know, I'm very proud to have the support of not only my many co-authors on this, including a majority of Republicans on both of the committees that it was referred to. Certainly Representative Janelle Branchin, Representative Joe Sanfilippo have been key supporters in this effort. But also, of course, Pro-Life Wisconsin, Wisconsin Family Action, two of the three largest pro-life organizations in the state. And, you know, given the fact that we've seen such strident opposition from the pro-abortion activist groups in the state of Wisconsin, should tell you that we're on the right track.
Sarah Finger from the Wisconsin Alliance for Women's Health has said this amendment, quote, scares us so much because as soon as you recognize the rights of that fertilized egg, which most of us don't know is inside of us, then you put us up for criminal penalty if we smoke a cigarette, if we take birth control, if we go rock climbing, if we take chemotherapy because we have cancer. And there have been cases in other states where mothers have been prosecuted under fetal personhood laws for their personal health behaviors. What do you think about those concerns?
Well, obviously, it's hyperbole to the greatest extent. It's ridiculous. These are the same folks that have tried to muddy the waters previously by not only talking about things like birth control, but that somehow there would be investigations for miscarriages or falsely claiming that somehow when you have the legitimate medical procedure that's performed in the result of a miscarriage, which might medically be known as a spontaneous abortion, but clearly has never been known as an abortion under state law, and we have definitions that are very clear to make that evidence. So really, it's just more of the hyperbole that I've come to expect from the pro-abortion left.
So there wouldn't be any penalty for a woman engaging in health behaviors that could endanger the fertilized egg, as Sarah Finger said, though that has happened in other states. You're sure that wouldn't happen here?
Well, in Wisconsin, we already have certain things in place to, you know, in the case where there is clearly an intent to harm a child. I mean, again, this is really right along the same lines of our fetal homicide laws. But the language of the amendment itself makes very clear in Section 2 that the legislature may define by law the scope of protections afforded by this section to unborn persons. Any prohibition of conduct with regard to unborn persons shall be prescribed by the legislature by law. This is a constitutional amendment. It's not making any changes whatsoever to state law. So to say that somehow this constitutional amendment in and of itself is going to do anything that is going to cause any additional problems beyond whatever we're already dealing with is just absurd. Because, again, what we're doing with this constitutional amendment is protecting the existing laws that we have, not going into any of these new areas that are supposedly being thrown out there as boogeymen by Sarah Finger.
And finally, Assembly Speaker Robin Voss has said he doesn't think the Assembly will act on this session. Do you have hopes that you can change his mind on that?
Well, you know, I'm very pleased that we had a very good public hearing on this. I'm hopeful that we'll be able to have the same in the state Senate, potentially advance it out of committee there. But outside of that, I mean, this is a conversation that is very important to the state of Wisconsin. And, you know, certainly this is not an issue that is currently in front of us just because we don't have an activist state Supreme Court right now that is looking to reverse our protections. But that may not be the case in the future. And I'm hopeful that, you know, as we continue to have discussions with Wisconsin Right to Life and others, that they will see the wisdom in making sure that we don't repeat the mistakes of Iowa and Kansas by not having very clear language within our state constitution.
Senator Jacques, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks, Rob.
That's State Senator Andre Jacques, Republican, who represents Wisconsin's 1st State Senate District, which includes Kewaunee, Door, and parts of Calumet County. He was with us today to talk about his proposed amendment to the state constitution.